Now what? Have you ever ignored someone's warning about a situation, choosing instead to follow the crowd, finding yourself in a storm that caused you to lose all hope? Sailing to Rome in stormy weather, Paul was given a warning that he shared. Men, I can see that our voyage is going to be a catastrophe. Acts 27:10. However, the majority reached a decision to sail on from there. It wasn't long before the ship was hit by a strong northeasterner, the kind they call an irrevocalon. The ship was caught up and unable to face the wind, so we gave way to it and we were driven along. Acts 27:14. The third day, they threw the ship's sailing equipment overboard with their own hands. For many days, neither the sun nor the stars appeared, while the storm continued to rage, until gradually all hope of survival vanished. Acts 27:19 and 20. For 2 weeks, they were flung in a sailboat through the sea in the dark. Paul said to them, "Today is the 14th day you have been in suspense, going hungry, eating nothing." Acts 27:33. But the men were not alone in that storm. God had sent an angel to assure Paul that every man on the ship would be saved. There were 276 on board, and they suffered no casualties, not even one injury. They had it rough for sure. It had to be complete terror on the sea, in the dark, during a horrific storm. But our protector is faithful, and 276 men walked away to tell the story. The same God who was in that storm is also in yours. You will probably have scary times during this period of your everlasting life, but take heart. You will never have to face it alone. Are you in a storm now? Your Savior is faithful in the dark of the storm, and the sun will shine again. Are the seas calm right now? Rejoice in your God who saves. If this encourages you, please share.